Life Audio.
A Prayer for My Loved One Who's Going Through a Battle by Christine Brown, read by Leah Martin. He said, "Listen, all you people of Judah and Jerusalem. Listen, King Jehoshaphat. This is what the Lord says. Do not be afraid. Don't be discouraged by this mighty army, for the battle is not yours, but God's." 2 Chronicles 20:15. I saw my friend's post on social media, calling on her people to pray. I reached out to her with a text message, knowing she had little time to explain things in a phone call. "Is there anything I can do for you?" The words seemed weak against what she was facing. But in times like this, I couldn't find the right thing to say. Every word felt shallow. But her message came back in a simple, heartfelt sentence. "What we need most right now is prayer." I knew all too well what my friend meant. I'd been there before, in the pain and suffering. I felt that familiar helplessness now, as I wanted so much to do something for her. But with the current restrictions and the distance between us, I didn't have the answer. That is, until I read her text. When a loved one is hurting, we want to help, to do something to ease their pain. The truth of 2 Chronicles 20 gives us hope. We have an almighty God who reminds us that the battle doesn't belong to our loved one, and it doesn't belong to us either. Do not be afraid. Don't be discouraged by this mighty army, for the battle is not yours, but God's. 2 Chronicles 20:15. Just like the enemies who were coming against God's people at a time when they wholly followed him, we have an enemy today who strives to instill fear and discouragement in our lives. When we look at what surrounds us, we become vulnerable to the enemy's schemes. God offered encouragement to his people then, and his words still give hope today. We have no reason to be afraid or discouraged. God will fight for us. Every time. So if your loved one is going through a battle, while you stand by feeling powerless to help, let's remember God's promise to us, to our families and our friends. It's God's battle. Let's pray this prayer together. Dear Heavenly Father, I have a loved one who's struggling today, and I want so much to help. You know the need. So I call to you in prayer on their behalf. Lord, hear my prayer for my loved one going through a battle right now. Your word shows me that you're holding us in your hand. Isaiah 41:10 gives me hope with this promise, "Don't be afraid, for I'm with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand." When I'm fearful for my family or friends, help me remember this verse. I don't have to be afraid of what they're going through. I can trust in you. Lord, everything I want to say to them seems wrong at such a difficult time. Forgive me for trying to figure out things in my own strength. Give me the right words to say to my loved one, and guide me as I pray for them. Thank you for fighting this battle for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
You're fearfully and wonderfully made. God looks at your heart, not your gene size. Do you know the verses, yet still stress over your body? Oh, I get it. I was raised in church, but I struggled with food, eating disorders, and my body for decades. I'm Heather Creekmore, host of the Compared To podcast, where we talk about all things body image and comparison from a biblical perspective. We get real about the pressure to focus on appearance in a culture where looks seem to matter most. Whether you're wrestling wrinkles or battling the scale, Compared To is the show for you. You'll laugh a little and be encouraged a lot. If you're ready to stop comparing and start living, visit lifeaudio.com to listen and subscribe.